Alright, no, it's fine. I'm Bill.
Oh, I'm Abby.
Yeah!
Whoa, this is happening.
And these are some of the songs we like.
Woo!
Are you excited for me to get a headache in like 2 days?
Why
from having a little bit of caffeine?
Oh, right. There's caffeine in it.
Yeah.
Shitters. What time is it? Oh, crap. All right. Well, this is happening.
3-day weekend.
Woo!
We just got a Pepsi.
Yep, just a regular old everyday Pepsi.
From the distant past.
Whoa!
Hey, all you naysayers, just being like, I wish Bill and Abby would drink sodas that were made in the last 3 years. We got one from 1893.
Well, okay. Let's be real.
I can only assume
that
these were found in a storage room, like those Keep Calm Carry On posters.
Mm.
Like some old man just found
them.
And then the internet put Pepsi on a shirt.
And then Pepsi was everywhere.
And we're just like...
You can buy the Pepsi as a clever, coaster at your local TJ Maxx.
You can buy Pepsis at your local corner market.
They have cupcake jokes and bicycle jokes.
Yeah.
And...
All from the miracle... can of Pepsi, and here we are.
Yep,
you know, and that's a history of soda.
Yep.
Thank you for joining us. We're gonna be much more educational in 2018. I couldn't even. Finish
yeah,
that.
No, that's no. Don't worry, guys. We'll still be the same shit lords. Lord, he's a shit lord. I'm a lady.
Technically, I'm a shit duke.
Oh.
Get it.
God damn Duke. It. God damn it. I hate you so much. I hate you so much, Bill.
I've just got a cylinder of gold.
Jesus Christ. Yeah, so you got one of them tall cans.
Yeah. It's like a can of Jolly Good.
So what is the actual...
I think the conceit, because I have the three flavored ones, but you can also buy just like straight cola in these cans. It comes in a black can, I think.
So what I have...
I believe they're just replicating their original recipe.
And then adding something to it.
Probably.
Because replicating the original recipe without the actual, Coke...
Was that Pepsi also doing there?
I don't
that
know.
Just
it
Coca-Cola?
Might have just been Coke.
I think it
Coca-Cola.
Might have been just been Coca-Cola, but I'm not sure.
Hmm. But,
But there's definitely the word pep in this drink.
That's true.
Yeah.
Hey, do you think, is it pep and then C, because it's a sip?
Pep, yes.
Because they didn't want it to be pep sip. So maybe it...
I used to know the answer to this.
The etymology?
Yeah. And it's kind of boring, so I forgot it.
Oh, okay. Well, then it's probably not anything
that
clever.
Oh, wait a second. We're in the Pepsi room.
Ah! I was trying to get around somehow, because I pep-sip. I was like, how do I make the pep-sip
joke? Ah, shit. Do we take another? I'm gonna retake the picture.
Ooh, he's gonna retake the picture with the peepas. Where's the peepas?
There we go. This
maybe.
Is impossible.
Yep, this is...
But we have to figure it out before we can open the can. Oh, no!
It makes for really good radio, that's for sure. Okay. Okay, here we go. Oh, wait, hold on. I know.
Oh, my God.
Now I got it. There we go. Here, let me. Okay. I got a better angle.
Okay.
Oh, I'm so glad that you're all here experiencing this with us.
Get it? Here. It's an
oh,
audio.
Oh, God
format.
Damn it!
And
Bill!
And speaking of audio.
I'm just gonna fucking.
Ooh, that was crisp.
That was a good one.
That was crisp.
That was a good one.
Alright.
Well, can we smell it? Nope.
So,
congratulations!
I'm surprised to report that it's a brown soda.
It's actually a little bit lighter than I was. I mean, I guess I haven't had a Pepsi in a while.
Well, a straight
Pepsi...
smells
like Pepsi. I can smell it. It just smells like Pepsi.
A straight Pepsi is pretty dark. But
I guess that looks about right. A little bit maybe...
Remember how the Pepsi Fire tinted it slightly red?
Yeah, this is kind of a goldish.
Yeah, a ginger's gonna tint it more towards the extremely light tan to white area, mm-hmm. and that's gonna peel off some of the brown.
Smells like a Pepsi.
It smells like a Pepsi mixed with a ginger beer, just kind of haphazardly.
Yeah.
Like, 2 parts ginger beer to 8 parts Pepsi.
This is, it should be noted, we are drinking this warm.
I did put it in the fridge for a bit.
But mostly warm.
The can felt colder than the glass does.
Yeah, that's fair.
But I've also drank...
Okay, it straight smells like Pepsi until you pull your nose away and you're not smelling it anymore, and then the ginger comes in.
Yeah, then you get some lingering burn. Also, of all the colas that I've
drank
in my life...
Had.
Much more than half have been... like pantry temperature.
Oh.
Because we just kept cases of Diet Coke.
Yeah, my dad had as many 2 liters, half empty 2 liters as he could possibly fit in the fridge at all times.
We weren't a 2 liter family.
He was a Pepsi. He drank so much Pepsi. So much Pepsi.
Yeah, we were definitely a Diet Coke set of fiends. To the point where I can drink and enjoy a caffeine-free Diet Coke, which isn't a very good soda. It kind of tastes like...
Yeah, that's two bad things.
It tastes like an old battery.
Yeah, that's too bad. Like, diet soda's disgusting.
For the most part. I think Diet Coke's one of the few that actually gets it right.
I've never
hate regular Coke, so...
Fair. I've never noticed a taste difference between a caffeine-free and a caffeine or caffeinated cola.
Oh, there's a pretty big.
Really?
Yeah, because
it's been a while.
As we've discussed before, the
the bitter of the caffeine.
Yeah,
is...
so you gotta just chuck around try to cover that up. So the caffeine-free is way less sweet.
Huh.
Because they don't have to be over.
Right,
sweet.
Right. All right. Well, mouth time.
Yeah.
Oh, that was so good!
That was the noise of a question mark.
That was so good, I loved that. Oh, he was cute.
Doesn't... I don't hate that. I like ginger way more than you do, though, so.
Yeah,
It's got that hint of ginger flavor without a lot of the burn.
Nope.
That's what I'm getting at.
I was gonna say, congratulations, Pepsi. You took two things that definitely taste like something and made something out of them that definitely tastes like nothing.
Oh, yeah. Any flavor that's in this cup is severely mild, but I can at least find some ginger. Like... That's a fair criticism. This doesn't taste like a lot, but maybe it's a relief.
Maybe it is. I mean, it doesn't taste like really anything. I'm getting a little bit of ginger on the back end, but just sort of tastes like old Pepsi. But like old Pepsi that's been recarbonated, sort of.
Like
it's got the flavor of old Pepsi, but it's still carbonated.
Like if you took a Pepsi 2 liter, left it open for 3 months, and then poured that into a
SodaStream
bottle.
Yeah, kind of like that. I mean, it wouldn't.
Don't do that.
It wouldn't take 3 months, believe me. It would only take a couple of days. But
here's a PSA. Well, it get a little dusty. I feel like this tastes slightly dusty.
Dusty.
Yeah.
Here's
it's a
PSA
though.
It's got a distinct dust flavor.
Yeah.
Mm.
Here's a PSA. Only put water in your SodaStream.
Yes, only do that.
Flavor it after the fact.
Yep.
You maniacs.
barbarians.
Yeah.
I mean, it's inoffensive.
I'm grateful for it.
Yeah, I mean, it's fine.
Like, the slight ginger burn that you're used to,
mm-hmm.
Kind of builds over time.
I can see that.
Because where you get a little bit of the ginger in the back end,
yep.
That little bit doesn't go away at all.
Right.
So the ginger.
Yeah, and now it's around. Now like I can feel it sort of on my tongue, even though I can't really taste it. I can the sensation of yes. the ginger is there.
It's very strange, and I kind of.
Yeah, I don't. I don't hate it. I don't necessarily dislike it. It's.
I'm kind of here for a subtle soda.
That's what it's like if you feel like drinking a Pepsi, but don't want necessarily to. Get slapped in the face by a Pepsi.
Yeah.
Sort of grab one of these guys. It gets the job done. It still tastes like a Pepsi, but
it also doesn't have the mouthfeel of the classic Pepsi sludge that we all know and remember.
See, it's funny because my dad was like thinner. A super fan of
Pepsi is thinner than Coca-Cola.
What?
Pepsi is thinner than Coca-Cola even.
Ugh. God, I hate Coke.
That's bad.
No, he, whenever possible, especially when we were kids, would get the, like, Pepsi Slurpees, or Freezies, or whatever the fuck they are. Frosties?
Slushy,
that's the word. Fuck!
Frosty
is a different thing. I said literally every other word in the lexicon for something even Pepsi, remotely close to that.
Fizzy. Go-gurt.
Right. So, yeah, that's real Pepsi sludge. This is
I've had.
At the old PDQ.
That stuff's, like, fine. It's not.
What, this?
That just makes my head itch.
No. I mean, this is fine?
Yeah, this is fine. I'm definitely above average on this.
Yeah.
I like the ginger burn, and again, I'm frankly a little relieved.
That it's not kicking us in the teeth?
Soda, yeah.
Yeah, that's fair.
I already hate that I can kind of feel the caffeine, even though this is 6 fucking ounces.
Oh, I can't, but that's probably because I already, well, I'm me.
I think the last time I had... Last time I had caffeine was either a caffeinated soda cast or Gen Con. I forget which is more recent.
I think, didn't we do a caffeinated one that time we did it at my apartment because we did it earlier in the day?
No, it wasn't earlier in the day. That was still dinner time.
Hmm.
But maybe. I'm trying to remember when we did your fucking coffee soda.
Yeah!
Because that was hell. 2 days later.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's a good question. When's Gen Con again?
It'll start of August.
You know, I think it may have been after that. We had the coffee soda.
All I can remember is that I held it in front of Diversity.
The what?
Diversity is an old, old wooden ship.
Oh, right. The macchiato soda.
That's like probably the only Anchorman reference that's still okay to make.
I don't know. A whale's vagina is also pretty good. And yep. Also...
Yaz flute.
What was it? Yes, Yaz flute.
Yaz flute's pretty good.
Shit. What is it? 60% of the time it works every time.
Oh yeah, that is that.
That's moment. A good one.
Yeah.
And it's subtle.
Yeah.
I mean, I Love Lamp is always a...
I'm putting I Love Lamp in the same forgotten about file cabinet as The Cake is a Lie. It just got endlessly.
Yeah, that's fair.
I'm just kind of over it.
No, that's fair. I can go there with you.
Impromptu a cappella of Afternoon Delight should be the thing that we focus on.
Actually, I, in my head, sometimes still just do that. Just. Good. And every time I hear that song, you gotta do the boo. Gotta do it.
Here's unsurprising things of 2018.
Oh yeah, you're listening to this in the future.
Not that much in the future.
Shh. Give me this, okay? They are literally listening to this in a different year than when we are recording it.
So how was your New Year's? 2 days ago.
Yes. Yeah. It was loud because I will have been singing karaoke.
Oh.
It was slobbery because I will get puppy kisses from my brother's puppy. Uh-huh. And I will karaoke. I then spent my tenses are getting all fucked up.
If I'm guessing right, it's a thing you do every time?
It is true. Trilogy Day. Trilogy Day is the first of the year this year, and it is the magical Friendmas celebration during which we exchange gifts on occasion, but mostly just sit and fucking watch Lord of the Rings for 12 hours. So,
this is something wahoo! I've definitely heard about, but never even went to the proper side of town to
it's probably a good thing that it's not happening at my apartment, because I was like, I want to invite this person and I want to invite this person and I'm gonna have like 20 fucking people at this goddamn Trilogy Day, and it's probably better that that doesn't happen. But
you got a nice place. You don't got a 20 people kind of place.
Right, exactly. I also don't have a 20 people kind of TV. My TV is real small.
Yeah, it's pretty little.
It's a little TV.
I'm getting a bigger TV at some point.
What?
Yeah.
Well, if you want to sell me one of your TVs, let me know, mate.
Maybe the 32-inch.
Hey, hell yeah. That's got about 10 inches on the that we got in our apartment right now.
Because we definitely do trickle-down appliances. So my dad bought a new TV for the basement, and then that TV went up to the living room.
Yep.
And that TV went to the bedroom, uh-huh. And that TV... Their bedroom TV is still bigger than that one.
Jesus Christ. Yeah.
And then that TV is getting mounted in my bedroom at the end of my bed.
So my brother had a TV a little bit bigger than that, than yours, I think, upstairs. And then for his wedding, my uncle was like, here's the TV. And Alec and Jess were like, thanks. It's not big enough. So they took it to Best Buy and they got a fucking 60-inch TV. And I was like, hey, y'all want to sell me that TV? And they were like, no, we're using that for game day. I'm like, no, that's fair. We live in Wisconsin. Right. Yeah. But I asked my my sister-in-law to, when I went over there after they'd gotten that TV, the box was just sitting in their living room. And I looked at her and I looked at the box and I said, Jess, sweetie, I'm going to need you to get in that box. She said, what?
I think I've seen a picture of
this. What? And I said, honey, I need you to get inside that box. And she did. And there was like 6 inches of room above her head in that 60-inch TV box because she's short. I love you, Jess. But you're short.
So I had a thought.
Yeah, what's up?
So I have a tendency when I'm invited to a wedding.
Oh, no.
To give the wonderful gift of the largest thrift store painting I can find.
You are a very strange human.
I've got a variety of very good reasons for it. And they're not all as predictable as Mimi. I like to have the biggest present at the table.
Fair.
But hear me out. What if I get notorious enough at that where everybody's expecting it? And I roll in, and I put down this big old present, and then, like, 2 weeks later or whatever, they unwrap it and it's a fucking flat screen TV. Holy like, what?
Shit! Holy shit! That would be pretty amazing.
It'd be pretty good.
That would be pretty amazing. Not gonna lie.
It'd be hard to pick who to do that to.
Yeah,
to
and you would also not make need to
everybody
have...
else mad. Like, why didn't I get a fucking TV?
Right. Also, actually, you know what you would probably want to do?
Mm-hmm.
If you ever get married, buy it for your goddamn self, and then wrap it and pretend like somebody else bought you this fucking present. Be like, who's and trying to prank the prankster here?
And this is gonna backfire because I'll have like 8 paintings. I'll be like, oh shit, which one is it again?
Exactly. And here's the, you gotta figure out some way to protect the screen too, because...
Oh, you stick like a big piece of cardboard on
it. Yeah, that's fair. And just hope that no child kicks it. Or
I mean, that's already the hope. I mean,
that's fair.
The center of these, it's basically just a frame on a canvas, and the center is just, you can punch right through it.
I want to really know what Riley and Jace's was.
Riley and Jace's was a mountain vista, I believe. Right. It was really pretty.
Cool.
Yeah. Lauren got an old wagon. That looks, it's like cigarette smoke faded.
No!
And it was way worse before we cleaned it, but it's still like all shades of tan.
Oh.
It's amazing. Oh. And it's got like one of those little name plaques on the frame. It's really good. Yeah. So what, we ran real long on this one.
Oh yeah, we also still haven't, oh shit. Well, God, okay, it's...
I feel like I went to Noodles & Company and ordered the buttered noodles with just some Parmesan on it. And I'm just like, there wasn't really a lot going on here.
Yeah.
But knowing the kind of day I would have when I would order something like that is kind of a relief.
Yeah, that's fair.
Full disclosure, when I got home from work, I ate like 15 Gobstoppers.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Why did you do that?
Because I had them. They're little ones.
Yeah. Just like one right after another? Or?
Well, sometimes as many as 4 at a time.
Jesus Christ.
I have a powerful jaw. It's not true. But I give this a 62. It's fine. I'm never going to have it again because it's got caffeine in it. But
yeah.
It's also got that signature Pepsi burp.
I feel like I know exactly what this is.
Well, yeah.
I mean,
the can's right fucking there.
Yeah. This is the 2005 film Pride and Prejudice starring Matthew McFadden and Keira Knightley.
Oh, of course. Why didn't I think of
it? It's fine. It's got some good things about it.
I ain't gonna complain about
But Keira it's Knightley. Not as good as the miniseries starring Jennifer Ely and Colin Firth because it just doesn't have enough time. There's just not enough to it.
Yeah.
You don't care as much about the characters, and you don't... None of the happenings are very...
I know exactly what you're talking about. I heard this point made recently. You know what would have been an amazing...
What?
10-series, or 10-episode, like, miniseries rather than a movie?
What?
Fucking Rogue One.
Oh, that would have been real good.
So good.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Star Wars TV shows.
Yeah, that would have been incredible.
Oh, my God. Like, actually, today is, by the way, the anniversary of the day that I watched that, which I only know because Facebook told me.
I've been getting some real good time hops. I don't know if you've seen some of them, but damn. But yeah, what do you give
Ginger Pepsi? Honestly, I mean, it's... Like a 53?
Seems fair.
It's pretty average.
Yeah. 58.5 seems right for
the
score.
58.5.
Wait, no. Did I give it 62?
I have no idea.
57.5.
One of the two.
It's definitely 57.5. Don't at me.
It's been like two but whole minutes.
But you can tweet with the hashtag SodaCast.
Ooh.
That'll maybe lead somebody somewhere.
Yeah, that's... I mean,
Review us on iTunes, for the love of God.
I feel like it's a little self-serving for me to rate us, so I haven't done that.
Fucking Brian's rated us.
Brian!
He wasn't a co-host at the time. That's his caveat.
Oh, well, all right.
But still.
I mean, I suppose I could rate the earlier episodes.
But no, don't do that. We want a good rating.
I was going to say, but I don't know if we want me to listen to all of those. I don't know.
You could 5-star the episodes Bill Corbett was on.
Oh, that's true. I mean, just 5-star it straight up for Bill Corbett.
Yeah. And if you want a 5-star Bill Corbett, you can do so at twitter.com. See you later, Soda Pass.
I mean, it's true. You can.